There are some patients, for many reasons, in whom the atrial flutter cannot be ablated or in whom the patient declines to undergo the procedure. There are still standard therapies available. The class 1A drugs, the class 1C drugs, and the class 3 drugs are all efficacious in the treatment of atrial flutter. Empiric therapy is generally the therapy available. There is no one drug that has been demonstrated to be better than any other drug in the treatment of atrial flutter. Most of the drugs are unsatisfactory, so that it becomes very important to be sure when the patient has atrial flutter that the ventricular rate is reasonably controlled. This can be very difficult to do. The regular bombardment of the AV node per unit time makes it harder to achieve block of the AV node compared to atrial fibrillation, which has an irregular bombardment of the AV node per unit time. So that occasionally, despite antiarrhythmic drug therapy and despite the typical drugs we use to block the AV node, the beta blockers, the calcium channel blockers, and digitalis, ventricular rate control may still be difficult. In such patients, we then generally recommend AV nodal ablation or his-spinal ablation with the placement of a pacemaker system. Then ventricular rate control is easily established, although the patient does become dependent on a pacemaker. However, this is usually far better than having to deal with sustained rapid rhythms for long periods with all its difficulties, including cardiac decompensation and sometimes the development of undesirable side effects from angina to pulmonary edema.